Now, office staff in the Northern Health Trust have been told they are now responsible for vacuuming, dusting and keeping their own work area clean. A memo seen by BBC News, our colleagues in BBC News Northern Ireland, said domestic staff would continue to clean areas, including kitchens and toilets. The Trust said there had been a review of cleaning services and was mindful of the need to protect the health of everyone who uses our premises. The union has labelled it absurd. The commentator Tina Campbell is with Tina Calder is with us this morning. Tina, morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, and the union man Bumper Graham. Good morning, Bumper.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, is this the start of it, Bumper?
I think, Stephen, it shows the state that our health service is in, highly short of money, and senior management making mistakes as they go along with this sort of nonsense. And I can assure you that whatever director or senior manager issued that edict, they're not running around their office with a duster and the Hoover.
Tina?
Do you know what? Firstly, I don't want to come across as anti-union or anti-NHS or anything like that. That is not what I'm on for. But what I would say is, you know, I mean, let's have a little sense check here. You know, keeping your own desk space and your own space tidy and clean should just be happening anyway. I mean, you really shouldn't be waiting around for someone to come along after you and work to clean up after you. I get that, you know, the toilets need cleaned by a professional. It's good that the, you know, the kitchen and stuff like that. But realistically, you know, if the NHS is hemorrhaging money cleaning people's desks, surely that could go towards, you know, something far more important, especially given that I recently had a friend who ended up with an absolute horrific experience in the hospital just because she contracted something really dangerous within the hospital.
And Tina, that's why this will be very serious for the health service.
Administrative staff desks.
All of these bugs and supervisors.
Okay, hold on, one at a time, one at a time.
All of these bugs.
Hold on now, hold on, please. Hold on, one at a time. Tina, you finish the sentence, then you, Bumper. Tina.
For me, if it's between cleaning the desks of administrative staff and cleaning the actual hospitals, I know where I'd want my money to be going to.
Okay, Bumper.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the whole of the hospital is used by many staff and many patients, so the whole of the hospital and our health service facilities need properly cleaned. And it's because of the falling standards due to cuts in hours and cuts in cleaning staff that the likes of these super bugs are happening.
Oh, Where does it stop, Tina?
I could imagine a certain advertised no-frills airline saying to the captain, I'll stick it in autopilot and go out there and help sell a few sandwiches and drinks. And then see just before it lands, get the plastic bag out and walk amongst the passengers and collect the rubbish. You know, where is all this nonsense going to stop?
Do you not think you're being a wee bit ridiculous? We're talking about asking people to keep their desk space clean.
No, we're not asking people to do that. People will keep their offices and the wards and stuff tidy as best they can, but they still need properly cleaned. And the people to do that should be NHS cleaners.
I just find it absolutely ridiculous that people are being asked to clean their own space and they're up in arms about it. They should be keeping it clean anyway.
Well, it goes to show the extent of the cuts in our health service and the fact that our politicians are doing nothing here and in London spending all their time talking us out of the European Union rather than trying to get on and deal with the problems that
100%
our public services face.
Absolutely agree with you there. I think it is an absolute disgrace that our politicians in Northern Ireland are not supporting our health service, are not supporting our education system, are not supporting our voluntary sector, and are not supporting the most vulnerable people in our society. I absolutely agree with you 100%. It is an absolute disgrace. But we should not be talking about people having to clean their own desks. We should be talking about the bigger issues.
But we're not talking about people keeping their own desk tidy. We're talking about people vacuuming and going beyond that in and around parts of the hospital, which can then lead to infections elsewhere in the hospital as people move around.
Okay, listen, short and sweet this morning. Bumper, thank you. Tina, thank you. Morning to you both.